Thea Wash is joining me right now. She's one of the volunteers from Colorado Springs in the Orlando area. And Thea, thanks for taking some time out. It's kind of interesting. You're a volunteer from Colorado Springs, but not all volunteers who just sign up get to go down and start working because they have to be trained. Is that right?
That's correct, Dan. And the Red Cross is great about training. I've been in for 15 years, so I have significant training in just about, they call them gaps. They're specialty areas that we certify in. So I'm a sheltering, feeding, disaster volunteer, and I can do a lot of different things.
And people can still be trained and go to future emergencies like future hurricanes. So let's talk about, first of all, what are you hearing right now for Ian, and what's the mood like in the Orlando and the Florida area?
You know, right now I'm in between Tampa and Orlando at the headquarters working as the sheltering manager for Central Florida. Everybody's calm. They're evacuated quite a few of the coastal communities, including all of Tampa. So you can only imagine what the roads are like right now. They're heavily impacted. So now is not a time for them to prepare. Now's a time for them to get out or shelter down in one of our many evacuation centers that we have open with the counties. Then they also need to stay informed. So, there's a lot of emergency messages going out to stay informed for their safety as well.
So you've been doing this, I would imagine, over the last 15 years. How is this different? And the training that you received, I would imagine, here in Colorado Springs, how is that put to use now as getting these folks ready to for shelters that they're going to need?
Right. And being trained, of course, is our most important thing, although there's plenty of opportunities to learn on the job here. If you're not sheltering, you're sheltering today because we're teaching people as we speak because we've opened so many shelters and the counties keep calling us to open more. So for my training, just knowing how to control crowds, keeping them calm, having the right people here. We have mental health services on the ground. We have health services on the ground. We have the counties, which have been great, and we're just one big team, and working together is really what it matters before this.
I would imagine that keeping them calm is really important, because take me through the typical family that would come into a shelter like this. What are they like when they first come in, and how do you soothe them, so to speak?
Well, at the shelters, we have quite a few people stacking the shelters right now. They'll come in, they're going to be scared, especially as the storm approaches. You know, they have been under a state of emergency here for almost a week now. Whether they chose to leave or whether they didn't choose to leave for whatever reason, it's going to be scary for them. In the shelters that the Red Cross is managing, we have our mental health people, we have disaster health services here. We calm them. We try to keep them calm. If they have children, we're going to have things for the children to do. Right now, they're considered evacuation centers. So keeping them calm, one evacuation center, we have almost 200 people in that one now. Everything's going great. Having enough people there to help is great. The counties have been wonderful running them, making sure they're fed, they're happy, that they're staying informed as well. They just want to know what's happening. Where's the storm?
Yeah.
And they're going to want to know the well-being of their home,
which
is going to have to be after landfall, of course.
Short answer on this one. How long do you expect them to stay in the shelter once the storm leaves?
Well, the county is saying we could be prepared for months.
Wow.
If it hits as hard as it could, communities are going to be cleared out. Very similar to Hurricane Michael when it hit Mexico Beach in Florida. If you lived on the first two streets, there was nothing left. So they're prepared for a couple months. Typically, Red Cross would be for a couple weeks, but we're going to be here as long as they need us to be here.
Now, you're in Orlando. What's the storm predicted to do in Orlando? And is the bullseye like right around the Tampa Bay area, or is it up and down that whole coast?
Well, right now it's shifted a little bit to the south, but it's still head on towards the Tampa area.
Okay.
It's right now it's projected to hit as a Category 4. That could be downgraded right before landfall. But that's what we're looking at, the worst case scenario right now. So we're looking at a Category 4 hit coming into Tampa, going directly through the cone, as you could see it on any of these news stations. Orlando should probably get between anywhere from a 1 to a 3 impact from the main landfall. So it seems like on the map it's far away. However, it's not that far,
right?
And from Tampa when you're driving it,
right? And they're sheltering in the Orlando area from Tampa, right?
There's numerous people. The people that are staying where I'm staying, they've been evacuated and they're seeking shelter in hotels rather than going to one of the county shelters or the Red Cross managed shelters. But they should be out of town. I know a lot of them headed north. The one thing you don't want to do is head more into Central Florida, because the whole entire Central Florida is going to receive lots of wind and lots of water, lots of rain. We expect lots of flooding.
And if they we're limited on time, but I want to just get one more interesting take on this. If they go to a hotel, would they be expected to stay at a hotel for months, as you just mentioned?
You know, that's their personal plan. Right now, the counties are not sheltering people in hotels.
Okay.
That's what our shelters are for.
Okay.
It's their call where they stay, if they work with their insurance companies, but it's really up to them. If they lose their home and they don't want to come to a shelter, that's it's kind of what they would like to do. But we're here to support them, even if they don't choose to stay in a shelter.
Final question, very short answer. How big is the room or the shelter they live in, like their living space? Describe that real quick.
It's a congregate shelter, which means a huge gymnasium, a huge cafeteria. Yeah. They have about 60 to 100 square feet per person. Right now, evacuation centers don't have cots in it, but they will very soon if they turn into an overnight shelter.
Yeah.
And we allow pets and families and a little bit of everything going on in there.
Excellent. Thea, thank you. We're going to check in with you often, if you don't mind. We love the fact that you're from Colorado Springs. And if you don't mind, we'd love to check in with you as well after it passes
no
through.
No problem. Just send me a text. Yep, I'll be here.
We'll do. Thanks again. Stay safe out there.